Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. The aptly named Anna Singer is here on Berg Vivant tonight. You are a busy lady.
I am a busy lady. I like it that way.
Well, busy is good, as we always say, because, you know, typically we catch our performing artists maybe right before a production, but we're catching you right in the middle of one.
In the middle of Sweeney Todd,
right,
which is
one of
the best things in the world. Meat pies galore.
Right, and murder and shaving and what other elements can we pull out of that?
There are rose petals. There's a little bit of Cockney and everything.
Oh, that's
and
true,
yes,
too.
Yes. She's a wonderful character, and she's trying to. Well, she's trying to tell Sweeney Todd how much she loves him, and proves it by doing whatever she can for him, and he's totally clueless.
Including, you know, disposing of people in her.
Yes.
Bake shop. Is this a spoiler to really talk about what happens in this at this point, since a lot of people know this musical?
Not at all. I mean, Sweeney Todd, some people, they hear the name Sweeney Todd, and of course it's based on the Penny Dreadfuls that the Brits created, and they are pretty much into blood and gore and exciting things. I mean, think of Monty Python.
Yeah.
Not dead yet. I'm still ready to fight.
There's a dark humor to it.
It's a dark humor, but there are choices that can be made, and this is a Sweeney Todd that is much more introspective, much more personal. We're not doing a lot of blood and gore. It's you get to really know the characters.
Oh.
And the characters are all very, very special people, and they're all sort of mixed up in this thing. When we first started rehearsing, every time someone would open their mouth, I would be in awe, because the voices are truly amazing. So it's intimate opera festival, or Pittsburgh Festival Opera, so you have a vocal background, but then the opportunity to create this wonderful stage show.
So that's what I'm curious about, because Sweeney Todd to me always sort of jumped out as a musical, and it's interesting that it's being produced by an opera company, essentially.
Well, it is unusual. The piece is very operatic. I think that Stephen Sondheim created this is his masterpiece. And when it first opened back in 1979, one of the reviewers ran over to the gentleman who was running the Met at that point and said, "This is an opera. Why aren't you doing this?"
And what was his reply?
He said, "I couldn't get my hands on it. I tried.
A lot of people reflect on this show and say that it completely changed Broadway at that time. It completely changed their own personal vision of what a musical was and could be. So I think groundbreaking might be a term that we could use. But now, you know, it's become sort of a classic, timeless in a way.
It is a classic. And as I mentioned, just such a masterpiece because of the way that he layers the music, and you really do need to be able to sing. Our Sweeney is a Verdi baritone, and he uses every bit of that classically trained voice. The amount of tenors in this show, we have Toby, we have Pirelli, we have there's the Beatle, and every single one of them, they have to be able to sing and get up into that upper range. The Pirelli is so amazing because he literally will hold a high C until Sweeney finishes shaving his contestant.
So these characters are all incredibly vivid. I mean, the music and singing is one thing, the characterizations are another. And the woman that you play, Mrs. Lovett, does she have a first name?
She does. Nellie.
Nellie Lovett.
Yes.
I never knew that. Is that in the show, or is that just some background trivia?
I'll take care of you. I'm your Aunt Nellie.
Come over here,
dear one, and I'll take care of you.
All
and
right.
That's to Tobias.
I learned something there. There's, I think, a couple ways you could examine this woman whose profession technically is a baker, right?
She is a baker of meat pies, and when they asked Angela Lansbury to do the role, she was a bit reticent because she said, "It's not called Mrs. Lovett, it's called Sweeney Todd."
So, did you have a similar response when you were asked to do this show?
Oh, no, because to me, she's a combination of Well, Angela Lansbury, Carol Burnett, just all of those great, funny ladies, pretty much a music hall type of personality.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves life. She feels that she has a big heart. She talks about how big her heart is, and yet her nemesis is always saying, come on, dear, have a heart, have a heart. Mm. And she can't seem to have a heart for that person, but she wants to create a family. She's always trying to create a family with Joanna and with Tobias and with Mr. T, Sweeney Todd.
So it's not all just about chopping people up. It goes a little deeper than that.
It's much deeper than that. Although those cuts can be pretty deep. So yeah,
and rhythmic too. I mean, there's now that I'm thinking about it, there are a lot of opera parallels. There's a lot of opera fodder here. You know, the characters, the music, the drama.
And you know, when we're doing some of the pieces, and when she first starts to suggest the possibility, because these are hard times in London right now.
Times is odd,
exactly. And so you know, why go get rid of this body? Why not take advantage of this opportunity and get rid of our debts and possibly do this?
It's practical to a degree.
But then to take that and then create something like Priest, the wonderful duet ends the first act, which they're laughing and having a ball and talking about Rear Admiral prefer General and all sorts of things.
So you must be having a good time with
I'm
this.
I'm having a great time.
Now, in your extensive musical background, is this a role you've ever tackled before?
No.
Okay.
And when I was asked to do it, I thought, wow, this is going to be a whole different way of approaching a role, because I'm an opera singer. I sing Madame Butterfly, I sing Aida, I sing Zolome. These are big dramatic roles. This is a dramatic role, but it's a much lower part. Mm. So it's learning how to use, as we say in the Broadway world, a more chest voice and a belt. How do I belt? And it took a long time, but I feel like I'm belting and I feel like it's working.
So living in Mrs. Lovett's skin for the last couple weeks, has she changed you? Has she inspired you? Has she given you any recipes? How are you going to leave this production different?
Oh, definitely different. I always love it because my husband is so patient with me, because I always bring a little bit of the character home.
Oh, yeah.
And he's always glad when they're done, because there's just a little too much of the other day Mrs. Lovett came out and I just, there's a point in the show where she just goes, wait! And I kind of did the same thing at home. So I do, I bring them home, the characters sort of purvey my life and become a part of my life, which is fine. But it's nice to let them go, too.
She is a gift that keeps on giving.
She is. I'm not sure my husband would say that, but yes.
We will. It'll all be over in a couple weeks, right?
Yes, it will be.
Now, again, it's really interesting that we're catching you right in the middle of this run. You know, having been in it for a couple of performances now, we got four more left, the 15th, 20th, or three more, 15th,
well,
20th,
22nd. Well, there's actually one out at, I think, St. Barnabas.
Oh, okay.
So that is a performance Friday night, and then at Winchester Thurston Saturday, and then the 20th, which is a Thursday evening, and then another Saturday. The last performance is a Saturday matinee.
Right, the 22nd, I believe. Mm-hmm. So a couple chances to see it. We've got to get out there. And, you know, what? Having done the show now a few times there, what... is there a moment in particular that you just look forward to every night? Something that we maybe can watch out for and say, oh, that's Anna's favorite part.
Well, I'm going to say that the Priest, the duet, where we end the first act. But I love the whole arc of the story. There's a moment with Tobias, Toby, where he sings one of the great hits, which is Nothing's Going to Harm You.
Yeah.
And... I love listening to Pretty Women, which is a scene right before the...
I love listening to Pretty Women, too.
There we go.
But the ensemble, City on Fire, driving and all of this music that, once again, just layers on top of layers. And at one point, there's in the second act, Todd is sort of slitting throats, and yet it's this bright, happy... jumpy, fabulous move. Dum, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, I'm recalling it now. It's been years since I've seen it.
Yeah.
But all in all, what do you feel the unique stamp is that Pittsburgh Festival Opera is putting on this, for those who have seen it before or never seen it before.
Well, if you've never seen it before, don't read anything about it, because there's some things that are, that can be a surprise. Mm. Don't read the synopsis beforehand. What's nice about this one is the way it's set. It's sort of an Edward Gorey thing where we're in a drawing room and everyone's a guest at a party. So that's the way, and we're telling the story. So we're pulling you into the story. So there are chairs that are used to create these scenes, and so members of the ensemble participate in the scenes and are watching the story as it goes on. And as I mentioned, it's not gory. We don't have blood everywhere. We actually do use rose petals or red to signify what happens. So you do get to learn about and get to know the characters much more, I think, instead of being turned off by sort of the subject matter.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, we wish you the best on your remaining performances, and hopefully we'll all be able to get there and see it. We've got the 15th, 20th, and 22nd of July at Winchester Thurston School, and then additional one out at St. Barnabas. We'll have the information for that tacked onto the video. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Miss Singer,
you.
All the best to you.
Chopping of legs.
Yes.
Yes.
Slice a leg.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show.